Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus
terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Welcome to Monday's episode of the Battleground Podcast. My name is Battle, and well, today you're not going to hear me or Eli talking, because if you follow us on Instagram, Battleground Podcast, we've been announcing that there was going to be a huge, huge announcement today. Now, me and Eli are not going anywhere. We are actually adding on to the show. We have been missing the female element of the Battleground Podcast, and Lena, who is the Belle of the Brawl, who's come on the show before, and she did Bells of the Brawl with KB. We have found Lena some new co-hosts. So bi-weekly, the girls are going to come on here and talk wrestling from the female perspective, which is absolutely awesome because we are super excited for this show. So without further ado, let's introduce to you the Battle Gals. Take it away.
The Battleground.
Oh, yeah!
Live from the Parts Unknown Studios, this is the Battleground Podcast.
Battleground! The Battleground! Battleground! The Battleground!
Your place for all things pro wrestling. From the independent scene to WWE, AEW, ROH, NWA, and Impact Wrestling.
It's the Battleground!
Hot topics, as well as interviews with some of the biggest names in the game.
Battleground! The Battleground! Battleground! The Battleground!
The Battleground Podcast starts now. Yes. Here are your hosts.
Yes. Welcome to the Battleground.
Oh, it's true!
Battle and Eli.
Yes! Woo!
Welcome, everyone, to the lady portion of the Battleground Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Lena, and yes, I said one of your hosts. Joining me today are not one, but two glamorous ladies of the wrestling podcast world. Without further ado, please welcome Lo from Wrestling Windown and Iridian from Rest Friends. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Hi, thank you for having us.
I'm so excited. And like I said, I don't know if it was the latte, but I'm like about to jump out of my skin. I'm so excited. So let's start the show today by doing some introductions and give the people a little bit of insight to where your love of wrestling began. And I will hand it over to Lo first. Just tell us a little bit about yourself and your podcast and when you started watching wrestling.
So I am Lo. I am one of the founders and the current host of Wrestling Wind Down, which is a wrestling podcast dedicated to professional wrestling and wine, of course. So I actually started watching wrestling when I was around 9 or 10. I tell this story all the time, but I was at my grandma's house and I was flipping through the television and I came across Telemundo and I saw John Cena. And obviously nothing was in English. I still watched the whole show and continued going back to Telemundo to see what was going on every, I think, Sunday when they showed the replays of Raw, and finally realized that it was on the USA Network in English and started watching it and just fell in love with it. And that's how it started. And now I'm happy to have my own podcast where I bring in a bunch of different guest host, and we just dive into what's happening in the wrestling world.
I love that. And I did want to ask you if you had a favorite wine, like a go-to.
I love Stella Rosa. I love Froze, not Rose, Froze.
Oh, yeah.
There's a ballpark here in Vegas. It's where the Aviators play at. And their Froze is top notch. Like, I would drink that for the rest of my life.
I love Froze too. And I could go for one right now. Like I said,
me
it's
too.
In Nashville. So that's awesome. What about you, Iridian?
Well, I am the host and creator of Rest Friends, and it's not only a podcast, it's also a YouTube channel, but we created that as a space for women, me and my cousin, because we both love wrestling and we're Mexican, and we were like excited that like we knew someone else who liked wrestling, because I had never met anyone growing up that loved wrestling. So we thought we needed to create a space where we could talk to more fans, more wrestling fans. And I started watching wrestling like really, really young, probably with my dad. I don't remember what was happening, but I think it was Monday Night Raw, and it was like a chairs match. And I was like, what is going on? I was so shook by like people fighting and with chairs. It was just a lot like a novella, like a soap opera. So I was like, oh my God, this is really interesting. I'm here for it. And I fell in love with John Cena, just like Lo. And I don't know, there's something about that man.
Yes.
You know, get you from wrestling. And yeah, I've been a fan ever since.
I love that. It, you know, when I was growing up, it was the same thing. I didn't know any other girls that enjoyed it. So I almost kept it like a secret. It's like, I secretly enjoy this. You know, if I saw someone wearing a wrestling shirt, I might say something. But, you know, today, like seeing all the females who are just like, I love wrestling. It's just so refreshing and exciting, and it can be ourselves, you know. And I was the same way when I was younger, because my dad took me to wrestling when I was probably like 11 or 12, I think, or maybe even younger than that. But the only match I remember was Macho Man versus Ric Flair, which is wild that I was there. So I barely remember it, but I do remember Macho Man pulling down Ric Flair's little bottoms, and we saw his butt. And I was like, cool. And I remember I left with a giant foam Macho Man. It was neon green, like big hat.
Well, that's great.
Oh my gosh. I wish I still have that, because who knows, you know, like how much it could be worth now.
Oh, but yeah.
I would wear it all the time. But I'm so excited to have you guys, and, you know, just female creators in general. It just gets me very excited, because, you know, it's so much fun and inspiring, and just excited to have y'all. So thank you for joining.
Thank you for inviting us.
Yes, thank you.
Yes. So let's go ahead and dive in and see what happened this past week in wrestling, starting with Raw. I wanted to start off saying how much I'm really enjoying Alexa Bliss's new role with Bray Wyatt. You know, it's dark, it's sinister, but it's like so much fun. And did y'all see the new segment of Firefly Funhouse?
Oh, yeah, that's wild.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. What the actual hell was that? Her eyes, and then the blood, I guess that was what came out of her mouth.
Yes. I didn't go to Haunted House this Halloween.
Same.
And it just felt like I was going to be in a haunted house. And I'm like, no, thank you.
Right. They should definitely do a haunted house or a Firefly Funhouse haunted house for people somewhere. Post-COVID, of course.
That's a money.
They need to pay you for your idea.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. I mean, yes, I'm a huge fan anyways, but I'm enjoying Alexa. I think she's fitting in this role really nicely, because it's, you know, it's kind of like cute, but then on the other hand, it's like super creepy. But I'm digging it. So I just want to throw that out there. But anyways, so we saw Mandy Rose and Dana Brooke versus Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler. So what were y'all's thoughts on this match?
They're really trying to sell this tag team, you know, of Mandy. And I'm just like, I don't know, because, you know, WWE, they start a tag team, a couple months later, it's no more. Tragedy, you know, breakup that we had between the Iconics, just for Peyton Royce to be put with Lacey Evans for a little bit was confusing and disappointing. But I don't hate Dana and Mandy. You know, Sonya and Mandy were a thing, but Sonya was taken out. So now Mandy needs a partner. They could have just had her have a singles run, but I don't hate this team.
I agree. I don't. This is like one of those matchups where they're just all random. And I'm like, Vince, what you doing, baby? What you doing over there? What's going on? And then we saw, you know, Lacey and Peyton together before the Nia and Lana match. And I just don't get it right now. Although I do agree with Mandy and Dana because they have a look, you know, I guess just being blondes, but they look good together. Whereas Nia and Shayna, I'm like, I don't see it. I mean,
in a way, like, I'm glad that they're actually utilizing these women because, you know, Mandy Rose was in that storyline with Sonya Deville for so long and they really worked well together that a lot of people were really nervous when she jumped over to Raw. And it kind of seemed like they were just trying to get her away from Otis, which now he's on Raw. So it just doesn't make any sense. But I'm glad not to see these two in catering. Like, that's what I'm glad to see at the end of the day. Them not just not being utilized. And I agree with you guys. I think Shayna and Nia are a really interesting team. Like, it's one of those teams that you wouldn't expect, but it almost reminds me of like how Daniel Bryan and Kane were for all of that time. You know, at first when they were paired, like they weren't, it was kind of like, why did they team them together? And then they had such a captivating character together that a lot of people really gravitated towards seeing them together.
Yeah, I like that point of view. Plus, once we get down to the pay-per-view Survivor Series, that will also be interesting to see how all these women work together.
Yeah, those teams are going to be crazy.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, and that was something else I was going to bring up too. Like, so far, let's see. So Team SmackDown, they've got Bianca and Ruby so far, right?
Yeah, and think that's all they need. You don't need anybody else on the team.
I totally agree.
Yeah, I agree.
I was like, they only have two women so far, and I'm already like, go Team SmackDown.
That's already better than the Raw tie, than the Raw side, you know?
Oh, yes, yes. I freaking love Bianca. Freaking love Ruby. So, yeah, we'll see what happens there. But so later on in Raw, we had Nia and Lana. So poor Lana gets thrown through the table again. The desk. And I saw someone online, they said the commentary desk is getting a better storyline than Lana's career so far.
Oh God.
I was like, dang, savage. That is savage. But I, you know, from what I've heard, they've got something in store for her down the line. I don't see what it could be, but I don't know.
This is, I think, the sixth or seventh time that she's been put through a table.
Yes.
I don't understand why. Like, why? You don't need to have Lana like this. If you want to make her look weak, you can make her look weak in the match. You don't have to have Nia take advantage of her after the match every time.
I know. It's just the same thing. So I don't.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry. We're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, no, I guess hopefully they're hoping that Lana will throw Nia through the table eventually.
I don't know if Lana's...
I don't know.
Knee strength, you know, that takes a while.
Yes, she'll have to have some help. But yeah, that was Raw, and let's move on to NXT because Ember Moon is back in action, and she was on fire on Wednesday night.
I really love Ember.
I do too. Yeah, she's wild, and you know, against Dakota Kai, I mean, she captivated that match pretty much the whole time till Raquel came in to interfere.
Yeah, and they had a good amount of time on NXT. So it was, I think it was like a 15-minute match. They had like one third of the first half hour. So I was like, oh my God, women represented. Let's go.
Oh, I know. I'm super stoked. So that was a fun match. And then of course, other than Ember, Toni Storm is back. So we saw her with Shotzi, which I loved her. Loved her hosting Halloween Havoc. That was insane and awesome.
Fantastic.
But I'm digging the storyline that they're building up with Candice LeRae and Shotzi. But I felt so bad for Shotzi because she was torn up about her tank.
I felt so bad. My poor Shotzi.
I know. Oh, Candice. I do like I've got a soft spot for Candice LeRae. I'm not crazy about Johnny. That's just me personally. I don't know what it is. I've never been a Gargano girl. But
Do you like them as heels?
I do. I think they both sell it really well.
I'm not living for them as heels. Mm-hmm. I think I totally buy them more as baby faces. I don't agree with the Gargano way. I don't know what it is. Like, why did you have to run over Shotzi's tank? Where did you get a monster truck? Like, I just have a lot of questions, you know?
And Ghostface chilling in the back seat.
Yeah,
what's happening? I hope they get Shotzi another tank. She's got to have her tank.
I hope they do. I think it's only one. So I'm just like, okay, you got to destroy the one. What is she going to come out with now?
Hopefully that was a fake tank. That's all I got to say. Because Shotzi's going to come out blazing.
I hope it's not just one tank. Do you guys remember when Candace Michelle had that wand? I remember reading that she only had one wand. Like, she didn't have multiple. So I hope they've learned since then and they bought her, like, you know, a whole variety of tanks that she can substitute in. I hope so.
Because after all of the times that she ran over Robert Stone, I'm pretty sure it's hard to give out. So,
yes. Did y'all see Robert Stone tweeted at Shotzi a tank he found on Amazon?
I didn't see that.
I was like, you're so bad. Oh, man. And then the DDT that Shotzi pulled on Tony from the top rope. Oh, I felt that when Tony's face just hit the side. That was a wild match.
Tony was still a good sport because while Shotzi was devastated over this tank, you know, Tony was still there like, oh my God, girl, are you okay? How are you?
I know. Part of me was like, I hope this is some kind of little team that's, you know, flourishing before our eyes.
NXT is not a part of Survivor Series this year.
Yes, I was just going to say that.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's interesting.
I mean, last year we had Shayna Baszler, Becky Lynch versus who else was in that match? It was a three-way. Mm-hmm. It was all the women's champions. And remember, Shayna won and everyone was – they were surprised, but they weren't, like, shocked. Mm-hmm. I guess they knew that Shayna was going to win. But Becky got that last, you know, last man standing type of shot at the end of the pay-per-view. And everyone was like, Shayna just won the damn match. Like – have her have that moment.
Yeah. And they had a really good team overall. I think it was like Io Shirai, Toni Storm, Candice LeRae, Bianca Belair. Like, that team was solid.
Oh, man. I love the NXT women's division. I think they could be my favorite.
Ooh.
I know. That's a bold statement.
Hot take.
Yes. But then there's Bianca. Because she's my queen.
Amen, girl. Amen.
Yes, that girl. EST.
Yes.
Well, speaking of, let's go ahead and talk about SmackDown. SmackDown started off with a bang with Sasha and Bayley for the Women's Championship.
That was fantastic.
Man. I mean, those two, obviously, they know each other really well and how the other works. So it's like a flawless, you know, match. Especially I liked that Bayley used some of Sasha's moves on her, some of those backstabbers. That was funny. But great way to start the show. And then we saw Mella Is Money come out and slam Sasha into the ground. So
yeah,
I have thoughts on this.
Yes. Oh, please share. Yeah.
Okay, so I feel like this was the obvious choice to have Carmella as the next person to be eyeing Sasha's championship, but also it doesn't make sense in a way. She's had these vignettes during the last couple weeks, and at first, I don't know why WWE thought we didn't know who she was, because they messed up. They forgot to cover her tattoo once. People were thinking it was Kelly, Summer Rae. Like, there was a whole bunch of names floating around, but a lot of people assumed it was Carmella. And I brought this up before. I listened to her podcast with Corey Graves, and she kept on saying, I'm out of work right now. I'm not working. I was like, girl, why are you lying on this podcast?
Trying
like,
too hard.
That's you. So once they finally showed that it was her, I was like, okay, well, where are we going to go with this? And then seeing her attack Sasha Banks. First of all, I loved her gear, but I just feel like it's so rushed. Like, why are we rushing to put her towards this title? It would have made more sense to put Bianca in this title scenario because she didn't get her title shot at NXT. She was chilling on Raw. She wasn't really doing anything. They move her over to SmackDown. She was the first woman drafted to SmackDown from Raw. And now what is she doing? I mean, yeah, she's on the Survivor Series team, but it would have made more sense to put her in that title picture unless they're holding out until like Royal Rumble or WrestleMania. But I don't know. What do you guys think?
I definitely agree with all of that. Like, but, you know, it seems so typical for them to move someone like Bianca over to the main roster and then they're not utilizing her like they should.
And you know what?
It's funny that you mentioned Bianca because you know how they had like those vignettes for her where she's like, oh, I'm the EST, I'm the strongest, I'm the fastest. These really great videos of her. And then they had Carmella, you know, featured in videos too. So it's weird that they push Carmella and not Bianca. Like, why isn't Bianca the one that's being pushed like that? I did love her gear though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I dug it for sure. And she's very blonde. I didn't know she was so blonde now.
It's a wig. It's a wig.
Not a wig.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, gotta be. At first, I was very confused. I was like, who is this? So blonde. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I know that, you know, Carmella's, she's got a big following, I see, on Instagram. A lot of people want her to have another title shot. So maybe that's what they were listening to. I don't know. They weren't checking my feed.
So, you know what I also think? I think they could be doing something playing off of Carmella and Bayley also being friends in real life. So maybe they're thinking of having Carmella team with Bayley down the line to go up against Sasha and Bianca. So they're starting to plant the seeds for that because, I mean, you have Natalya on SmackDown, you have Ruby Riott, and these two women, to be honest with you, like they haven't really found their place. And it seems like WWE is just trying to figure out where exactly should we put them at. I mean, they should have kept going with Ruby Riott and Liv Morgan, but they aren't. And Natalya was in the tag team with Lana. So it just kind of seems like they don't really know what to do with those two. So it would be more logical if they went with, you know, Carmella and Bayley and then Bianca and Sasha Banks teaming together at some point.
Yeah, I would definitely be here for that.
I'm glad it isn't an Emelina situation. Do you guys remember how they were?
Oh, yes.
Like Emma. Oh, it's not Emelina anymore. It's just Emma. And I get it. You know, she's not fabulous anymore. She's not coming out in like her money pants and her snapbacks. But I still see her, like, she could still say Mella's money, and she's still fabulous. Like, I could see that working still with her new character.
Yeah, I definitely think that, too. Well, I guess we shall see. She's back, baby. So, we'll see where that goes.
Comments go now.
I know. and then we had Ruby Riott and Natalya and Zelina Vega for a spot on Team SmackDown, which Ruby, she pulled through and won by a submission on Zelina, and Natalya was pissed. She almost had it with the sharpshooter, but not so much. But that was a quick match, too. That happened like in a blink of an eye, but...
Ah, you know what's in the air? Autumn is in the air, and Manscaped is here to ensure you don't carve your pumpkins when you're grooving. And well, by pumpkins, I actually mean your boys downstairs. In fact, Manscaped is on a mission to change the way you approach caring for your balls. And great news, they just released their products in the UK, Canada, and Australia. All right, guys, we've all been there before, manscaping, just trying to clean things up, and you nick yourself, and it's not a good feeling. Ladies, you've heard your guys complaining about it, and it's never good. So let's not forget about it's the best trimmer for your butt, balls, and body. I'm talking about the Lawnmower 3.0 trimmer, which offers a replaceable ceramic blade with advanced skin-safe technology, which helps reduce grooming accidents. Their new Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer uses the same skin-safe technology when you're trimming those delicate nose hairs of yours. Now, we've all had a nose hair removal, and here's the deal. It sucks when you, like, literally pull your brain out through your nose with certain nose hair removers. That's not going to happen with the new Weed Whacker. Of course, you've got the Crop Care Kit, which includes the Crop Preserver, Ball Deodorant. Everyone knows pumpkin spice lattes and ball deodorant go hand in hand. The Crop Cleanser Body Wash, a full body wash that you can also use on your hair. And then they've got the Crop Mop Ball Wipes, because you never know when an opportunity strikes, so you should always be prepared. Plus, you don't want to stink when you sit around that Thanksgiving dinner, because we've all been there, guys. You're like, is that me? Or what is that? Yeah, so another thing, if you suffer from stank foot or stand on your feet all day, then I have a product for you. I'm talking about the Foot Duster Foot Deodorant, which is a free gift. The Cooling Tea Tree Oil offers a pleasant experience for the stankiest feet and allows you to take off your shoes in...
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Confidence. Now, this is probably one of my favorites, the Manscaped Refined Cologne. It's a cost-effective way to smell clean and fresh for your date. I wear this on a daily basis. It smells absolutely delightful. Yeah, of course, there's also the Crop Cleanser Hair and Body Wash, which was designed with aloe vera and sea salt to leave your skin clean, fresh, moisturized, and reinvigorated. Now, I will tell you this. These formulations are all vegan, cruelty-free, dye-free, sulfate-free, and paraben-free. I'm pretty sure that's how you say it. I went to community college. But so you know, your manhood is in good hands. And right now, you can get 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com. All you got to do is use that code BATTLEGROUND. Once again, 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com if you use the code BATTLEGROUND. And when you do, let us know that you used it. Show your support for the show and post when you get your Manscaped package. Once again, get 20% off free shipping at manscaped.com with code BATTLEGROUND. Make your balls a priority this fall. Manscaped.com, keyword, battleground at checkout. Get 20% off free shipping.
You know, Ruby and Zelina got drafted not too long ago from Raw, so it kind of offered some freshness to the match or for Natalia. But yeah, I'm excited for Ruby to be on Team SmackDown with Bianca, and I wonder who the next three will be.
Probably.
I hope it's Billie Kay.
Oh my God.
Sure. Billie Kay. Yes.
Billie Kay deserves an award for her performance. Like, You know how sometimes you see how people, you know, they try too hard to be funny, but like her backstage segment with the Street Profits, Mr. Profits is what she said. This is what I like to see. I feel like this is the stuff that they need to be showing us. Billie Kay is still herself. She's still genuine and goofy even without Peyton. And as much as I love them as a tag team, and I think down the line in the future they probably will team them back together because they're just so likable whether they're a heel or a face. Billie Kay is just doing a good job at where she's at right now, and I'd like to see her on this team. It might add some, you know, interesting moments in the match if they put Peyton on the Raw team.
Ooh.
Oh,
yeah. Hot take.
I'm here for that. You know, that's two, fabulous.
Out of those two, Peyton and Billie, I do think Billie has more star quality. I do think she's a little bit funnier than Peyton, but I do love her by herself. Like, she was handing out her resume, like, backstage. Same girl, you know. Try to
make
get
that money. Don't let it make you.
Exactly. Yes. I know, like, when they split up the Iconics at first, I believe Billie, like, on YouTube, her theme song was streamed like thousands and thousands of times more than Peyton, which is interesting. But she's a queen. And I think, you know, at first, I think I was leaning toward Peyton being my favorite of the two, but it's definitely Billie now.
Long live their theme song. That was a really good theme song. And we don't get to hear it anymore.
I know. I still have it on some of my playlists. Girl, it's just so good.
When you're walking, it's like a strut song, you know?
It is. Oh, yeah. Because, you know, I love the theme theme music. I've got so many playlists of all the themes, and it's just like, especially if you're working out, you're like, get it. Like Nyla Rose's is another one of my faves.
Oh, you should hear Iridian sing some theme songs. Yay. We can save that for another day.
Oh, I was going to say, we could do a whole show of that.
We'll have a karaoke night.
Yes. Awesome. So did either of y'all watch Full Gear last night, AEW?
I did.
So I've been catching up on YouTube because, you know, I've seen everything on Twitter, but I didn't get to watch anything. But we had Hikaru Shida versus Nyla Rose. So what'd y'all think about that match?
I'm tired of this.
Amen. Amen. Sis.
We've seen this. I don't know. Like, Shida has been champion for a very long time now. I love her as champion, but I think we need to move on. You know, I think there's other women on the roster who they're underutilizing. Britt Baker, I think, should have had, you know, the championship by now. Maybe Big Swole. There's a lot of women here and they're just not doing it. Like, Nyla has been after this for the longest time. The only interesting thing that happened was at the end of the match when Vicky Guerrero slapped Nyla and Nyla did nothing about it.
Yeah, she took it. I was like, whoa. Girl,
no. Like, what are you doing? You're supposed to be a beast. How could you take that from Vicky Guerrero of all people?
Mm-hmm. I know. I thought Nyla was going to turn on her right then, but she didn't. So
I was disappointed.
Same. Yeah, we've seen this match so many times and kind of a little bit of a snooze fest to me. You know, it's just like the same thing over and over again.
Yeah, and there wasn't even like a special stipulation. It was a regular match, not even like a cinematic match. I know Sammy Guevara and Matt Hardy had like a little cinematic one. Like, you guys couldn't even play with it a little. Like, it was just regular, just for the championship, and Shida retained. So now we'll have to see what happens.
Yeah. Let's get a cinematic women's match. I'm going to put that out in the universe.
Yes, a better one than Big Swole and Britt Baker, please, because that does not count.
No.
Not acknowledging that one.
And yeah, I agree. Their little tiff is so funny to me, too. And Britt Baker kills me. She's so funny. She and Tony.
Oh, and Tony Schiavone. Oh, my God. I love it. I love it. You know, moments that they get. But I do want to see more of Britt Baker in the ring.
Same. Yeah, I'm surprised she wasn't on the pay-per-view.
She didn't even make a special appearance backstage or anything. I don't know. She could have even, like, Skyped in.
For real, yeah. Did you have any other favorite moments on the pay-per-view we need to watch? I know my mom's already sent me the Sammy and Matt Hardy match.
Oh, you know who had a great match? FTR and the Young Bucks.
Nice.
Oh, God, it was fantastic. That was probably, that had me at the edge of my seat.
Woo.
I saw a moment on Twitter. I didn't watch the pay-per-view, but I saw a moment on Twitter at the end of the match. They said, look on the right side of the tunnel, and Adam Page was standing there watching them.
Sad. Girl, I almost cried. I was like, oh, is that Adam Page? And, you know, after the Young Bucks won the championships, Kenny Omega came out to celebrate with them. And I'm like, oh, my God, the team is back together. Where's Hangman? And Hangman was like in the distance, long in the ring as well. And I was like, oh, my God, he's, you know, they're angry at each other. They had a little, you know, moment and he couldn't go in the ring. And I was so sad.
poor Hangman.
Dramatic.
Hangman, yes. Let's see. Is there any other matches from this past week that y'all liked a lot? I didn't watch Dark or Impact. Did you guys?
No. Let's see. No, not any more women's segments. I mean, Pat McAfee was cool.
Pat McAfee is always cool, though.
I know you feel a certain type of way about Pat McAfee.
Well, can we talk about, before we end, this whole thing going on with Aaliyah Mysterio and Buddy Murphy? Like,
Lord.
last week they were kissing in the ring, which was odd. Ugh. I mean, this whole storyline has been really odd. But now this week, it's like she's backstage. She's upset at him. It's like, damn, y'all are already splitting up. Y'all already having issues. Like, oh, okay, now MTV.
I know. When they had drafted Seth Rollins, but not the Mysterios yet, I was so thrilled. And then the Mysterios came over. It's like,
and then Buddy came over too. And I was like, you know what? Like, I thought we were done with this.
Why? Why is this happening? Like, is Vince sitting in the back just like with popcorn? Like, this is great. Like, no. Why is this happening? I'm so tired of it.
I had read before that Aaliyah is really interested in acting, and that's why she's so heavily involved in this storyline, because Angie's been out. Like, she said peace out after she did a couple appearances, Louis beat up. She's at home now. She's chilling. She doesn't want anything to do with this. But her daughter is still very invested in this storyline. It makes me wonder, like, what is this going to lead to? Like, I'm obviously not a fan of this. A lot of other people aren't. But is she going to keep on being in this almost managerial slash love interest role of Buddy Murphy? Or are they just going to, like, hang it up flat screen and let her go back to California?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, is there any chance that she could get in the ring, you think?
Maybe some, like, light work?
Yeah.
Maybe. But I really did – the only thing that I liked about that segment was that she was in a dress and not jeans, because I'm so tired of her just wearing jeans. Like, you're on national television. Like, guys, we got to –
but she looks good. I like her fashion style.
Yeah, it's great. And it was, like, good for, like, the first 2 weeks when she was, like, wearing jeans and I got it. But, like, now I was like, oh, girl, yes, class it up. Like, let's go. You're in a dress. You got your heels on. You're matching with Buddy. I thought this week was more dramatic in the sense that I thought that Buddy was going to, like, prove his worth to Ray and Dominic by, like, sabotaging Seth's match. And that didn't happen. So I think that he's, like, planning to get on Seth's good side and then, like, turning his back on him and joining the Mysterios. I just don't know. This is a lot of story for me. This is too much drama.
It's too much telenovela.
Absolutely. Yeah. I was going to say super soap opera. So I guess we shall see. So you guys, I have a little bit of news for y'all if you're ready for it. Let's do it. So during Mission Pro Wrestling's event this week called Out of Hell, it was announced that Thunder Rosa and Jazz are going to open a women's wrestling school together called the Dog Pound Dojo in Texas at the end of December. So that's exciting.
That is so exciting. After everything that we've seen from Rosa on AEW, like, I was hoping that she would go to AEW soon so they could do more with the women's division. But now, if you're opening up a whole school, girl, yes.
Yes, get it. And any ladies in Texas that want to be wrestlers, you definitely need to look into that. Because, I mean, could you imagine training under her or any of those people? Oh, my gosh.
I think it's so cool because Jazz recently announced her retirement a couple of months ago. And I know she had done another interview and she had mentioned that her twin daughters really want to be wrestlers. And I'm wondering if that's why she started this whole dojo, is because she wants to train her daughters one day. And she also wants to train the women's wrestlers of tomorrow. I think it's such a great opportunity. And like you said, I really hope that, you know, women in Texas and even women across the United States who are really interested in becoming the next, you know, WWE superstar, AEW wrestler, really look into this. These are two women that have made names for themselves in wrestling for many years now.
And kudos to Thunder Rosa for, you know, doing so much for women's wrestling with, you know, her women's wrestling just establishment and now a wrestling school. So yay. Thank you, Thunder Rosa and Jazz. So that's super exciting. And the other news, which I think that this was this past week, you know, it gets into this time of year at my work that it gets crazy. So I don't even know like what day it is. But the whole Twitch debacle with WWE, asking them to cease their channels. Did y'all see that?
Yeah, that is so sad.
Very sad. I saw someone retweet Paige talking about it and not pleased, understandably. So, yeah.
Devastated. excited about this. And like, I get it. She's not wrestling anymore, so she needs something else to do. Mm-hmm. And she was making a lot of money a month from Twitch, like a lot of superstars do. And it's not just with Twitch. It's like with Cameo and a lot of other third parties, like their YouTube channels. Mm-hmm. So there's just a lot of confusion. I still think that WWE like owns their name or doesn't own their names. And they're like, oh, okay, well, you can have it. You just have to tell us. Mm-hmm. So I'm just a little bit confused. And I'm sure the wrestlers are confused too. Because not only are they losing money, they're just like, well, can I have this or can't I?
Right.
Yeah.
So. I'm really interested to see like what Paige does next. You know, I'm not sure how long she signed her WWE deal currently. We know that she's in non-wrestling roles now. So she was the SmackDown GM for a while there. She was a manager for a while there. And then she just kind of stopped. And she was very heavily on Twitch, like Erie just said. And that was her like main thing that she was doing. And a lot of fans would watch her on there. They would see her, you know, she wasn't on WWE television. And I don't know. I mean, I'm almost wondering, like, can they, I don't even know what the word would be. Like, can they put her into one of those ambassador contracts where she's not wrestling and she can pretty much, you know, do Twitch or whatever, because now she's in this position where she's doing, or she's being treated as the same as these superstars that are wrestling week in and week out, but she isn't. She isn't in that same category as them. So I don't understand why she's being treated as such, but I'm sure you guys saw the news earlier with her and Alberto Del Rio. Like, there's just a lot going on for her right now that isn't positive. So yeah. I really hope she keeps her head up, because this stuff is just, it's a mess.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. And the interesting thing is the fact that, well, that they're using their, you know, personalities, quote unquote, their brand, you know, on Twitch, but WWE's like, I own your brand. Like, I own you, so whatever money you're making should be coming to us. Like, that's just crazy to me, you know? And also, it's interesting, two things. I guess NXT talent is kind of exempt from that, so they don't count.
Weird.
Yeah. And this is also interesting. Zelina Vega, she's got an OnlyFans account, but she doesn't use her name. I forgot the name. It's like Megan something, but she does like cosplay photos on there. But they're not making her take that off because she's got a different alias on there. So she can keep making money. You can subscribe for $30 a month if you're interested.
$30?
$30, yes. And then, I don't know, I'm just kind of fascinated by OnlyFans because I don't understand it, I guess. But you can like get a picture, purchase a picture for like $100, or get 10 pictures at a discount for $500. It's like all kinds of crazy amounts of money. So I'm like,
oh yeah,
am I missing out?
Girl, I feel like Vince McMahon is probably going to figure something out once he realizes that these people are making like that much money from OnlyFans. He's gonna want his cut. And yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if it happens sooner rather than later. I mean, that's a loophole, to be honest. Like, they really found a loophole to still make that money that, you know, that WWE is trying to take from them. But I don't think it'll last long. I think Vince, first of all, how do we even know that Vince knows what OnlyFans is? So that's the whole first part of it. I hope he does as a businessman. I hope he does. I don't know if he's using it personally, but that's beside the point. But I hope that these superstars, like, they're able to still do stuff that they enjoy. Like, that's what it should be at the end of the day. They've been doing this stuff during quarantine, and they've really been able to connect with their fans because they haven't been able to see them at the live events or meet and greets and stuff like that. So I'm interested to see what WWE does or what they create so that the superstars are still able to interact with these fans.
Yeah, and Twitch, you know, to me is still kind of new. I get on there time to time just out of curiosity. But yeah, I agree with you, because when I watched that video of Paige, and, you know, it was like hundreds of people that were logged in there on the chat and watching, and she was talking about how they were helping her through things. Like, it's also, you know, it's a therapeutic thing for some people too. So I'm interested to see what happens too. Hopefully they can keep doing it, because I think it's fun to get on there and watch these people interact, like AEW. I watched Allie and Miro and Kip Sabian all play games. And I'm like, this is so much fun just to see their personalities and interacting with each other. And I think that kind of helps promote the brand, you know?
Yeah.
So we'll see where that goes. But my last bit of tea, I just have a little tea for y'all. So if y'all have some tea, please share it. This is nothing super new, but it seems like it's going to become more of a reality soon. But Ronda Rousey, her return is still being teased. I feel like they've been teasing us for who knows how long, but Bleacher Report says that the baddest woman on the planet is currently training to return to Raw. And that would give, you know, Asuka a more credible competition for her title and help spotlight some of the other ladies that need a push. So what do y'all think about that?
I hate Ronda Rousey. I'm going to be blunt, okay? I don't like her. I don't like how WWE was like, oh, well, here comes Ronda Rousey and she's untouchable and she's unbeatable. And they gave her like all of these main events, like poor girls who have been in the company, Dana Brooke, for like years. And, you know, nothing has been given to them. But then Ronda Rousey shows up and just gets everything. She got the main event at WrestleMania, you know, and people say that that wouldn't have happened. A women's WrestleMania main event wouldn't have happened without Ronda Rousey. And like, I don't know. But my favorite moment that I have of Ronda Rousey is Becky Lynch having her in the Disarmor backstage Survivor Series weekend. That was like the greatest moment. That moment lives forever in my mind.
I love that. Yes.
Lives in your mind rent free.
Yes, rent free. It's always there.
I'm not the biggest Ronda Rousey fan either, but I think it's a smart choice for the WWE to bring her back if they are not getting the money that they need right now because they aren't doing live events. Ronda Rousey is a household name when it comes to MMA, UFC, those type of things. And she really made a lot of people start watching WWE when she started appearing on it before. And if WWE is really trying to get some financial gain from this pandemic, bringing her back in, releasing new merch, stuff like that is going to bring in money for them. So I think it's a very smart business call. Now, as a fan, I won't be really interested in watching her because I've seen how she is in the ring. She's really rough. It seems like she does not really care if her opponents get injured, and that's not something that I want to see. But if they're willing to put women in the ring with her that, you know, we wouldn't see on a regular basis, whether it's, you know, Mandy Rose or Dana Brooke or Natalya, whatever they choose to do, I hope they do it safely. And they realize that, you know, these women are professional athletes and people at the end of the day. So either Ronda Rousey really needs to focus on her wrestling training and kind of, you know, put that MMA background in the back of her head and realize like they're two different things, or I think that's what just needs to happen with her. But like I said, I think it's a huge moneymaker for WWE to bring her back in at this point.
Yeah. And I'm also not a huge Ronda fan, but I would finally like to see her and Shayna, since they're such good friends, interact together on television just to see that dynamic. And yeah.
I would love to see that.
Yeah, just to give, and plus the Four Horsewomen reunion, which is Shayna and Ronda. Who are the other two in their ramp?
Jessamyn Duke and Marina Shafir.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say Sarah. Like, who's Sarah? I don't know. I didn't know the other two.
Sarah Stock? Is that who you're talking about?
Maybe. I don't know. I thought one of them was named Sarah.
Well, do y'all have anything you want to add? Any gossip, any news, or just anything in general?
Not anything that I can think of right now.
Cool.
Yeah, nothing I can think of.
Well, that's a great little summarization of what happened this week in women's wrestling. That's the show. Let's drop our socials real quick. Let's start with you, Lo.
Yes. So if you want to listen to Wrestling Wind Down, we are on all of your favorite streaming platforms, and you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at WWDCAST.
Fabulous.
And you can find Rest Friends not only on YouTube, but anywhere that you stream your favorite podcasts. That's Rest Friends, like wrestling friends, but one word.
I love it. And you can follow Battleground Podcast on Instagram at Battleground Podcast and on Twitter at Battleground IHR. Be sure to check out Territory Wrestling Tees for our official Battleground t-shirt. And also check out the guys' latest episode where they interview Ricky Starks of AEW. It's very entertaining. He and Eli fight over what's better, Popeyes or Raising Cane's in Louisiana. So thanks everyone for listening. And thank you girls for being here. Real excited to see where the show goes. And yeah, everybody have a good day. We'll talk to you later.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Battleground Podcast. Make sure you give it 5 stars and a nice review. To stay up to date with the show, follow them at Battleground Podcast on Instagram.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.